Our business news starts with another call for overhauling health care. Walmart and the Service Employees International Union may be unlikely bedfellows, but the nation's biggest private employer says it's joining with one of the nation's largest unions to try to help fix the nation's healthcare system. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
Unions usually trash Walmart. This is Andy Stern, the head of the service employees a couple of years ago.
The truth is, it is a bully to its workers. It's a bully to communities. It doesn't pay its fair share.
But yesterday, Stern joined Walmart CEO Lee Scott at a Washington news conference to say the nation's employer-based system isn't working and to press for universal health coverage. Here's Lee Scott on the unusual alliance.
In this town, many people often talk about putting aside their differences and coming together to move America forward. Today, many on this stage did just that.
Other unions, though, say the get-together is just a Walmart PR ploy. Chris Kafinas works for Wake Up Walmart, a union-backed muckraker.
When you look at the reality, this company is facing a public image collapse, and they clearly understand that health care is one of the key reasons for that.
But Stern says he believes Lee Scott means well. He cited Walmart's environmental work, like promoting more efficient light bulbs.
What was it that he said that made you think he was truly sincere and surprised you?
Well, first of all, I think it's what they did around some of the environmental issues was enormously important. I hope that his involvement and the rest of the CEO's involvement will be a tipping point for change in America on healthcare.
The Business Union Alliance plans a summit in May. Frank Langfitt, NPR News.